Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We'll begin with our lease sale, opening of the bids, and reading of the letter of notification for the March lease sale. Members of the State Mineral and Energy Board, representatives of the oil and gas industry, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana from the Advocate Official Journal for the State of Louisiana and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tracks numbers 44661 through 44697, with the exception of Orles Parish, where track 44666 was in error, and tracks 44667 through 44674 were omitted, have been advertised in accordance with and under the provision of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950, as amended. We have received no letters of protest nor tracks recommended for withdrawal, so we'll now proceed with opening of the bids. Suzanne?
Good morning. We received one bid on track 44661, advertised as 2,069.87 acres, and we received one bid. The bidder is Talos Energy Offshore LLC. Talos Energy Offshore LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term, with a cash payment of $3,755, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $1,877.50. Royalties are 22%. The bid for track 44661 was, the bid was for 15.02 acres. Track 44661, we received a bid for 15.02 acres. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44662, 44663, 44664, or 44665. We are recommending that tracks 44666 through 44674 be withdrawn from today's lease sale. We received one bid on track 44675, advertised as 59 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Century Energy Services, LLC. Century Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $24,485, or a per acre value of $415. Annual rentals are $12,242.50. $12,242.50. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44676, advertised as 22 acres, and the bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Century Energy Services, LLC. Century Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $9,130. $9,130, or a per acre value of $415. Annual rentals are $4,565. $4,565. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44677, advertised as 10 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is ASBW LLC. ASWB. Let me say it one more time. ASWB LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,150. $2,150, or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $1,250. $1,250. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 44678, advertised as 12 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Century Energy Services, LLC. Century Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,980. $4,980, or a per acre value of $415. Annual rentals are $2,490. $2,490. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44679, advertised as 63 acres. The bid is for the entire tract, and the bidder is Century Energy Services, LLC. Century Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $26,145. $26,145, or a per acre value of $415. Annual rentals are $13,072.50. $13,072.50. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44680, advertised as 86 acres. And the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Century Energy Services, LLC. Century Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $35,690. $35,690, or a per acre value of $415. Annual rentals are $17,845. $17,845. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44681, advertised as 32 acres. And the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Century Energy Services, LLC. Century Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $13,280. $13,280. Or a per acre value of $415. Annual rentals are $6,640. $6,640. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44682, advertised as 55 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Century Energy Services, LLC. Century Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $22,825. $22,825, or a per-acre value of $415. Annual rentals are $11,412.50. $11,412.50. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44683, advertised as 62 acres, and this bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Century Energy Services, LLC. Century Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $25,730. $25,730, or a per acre value of $415. Annual rentals are $12,865. $12,865. Royalties are 25%. We received two bids on track 44684, advertised as 67 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is ASWB, LLC. ASWB, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $14,405. $14,405, or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $8,375. $8,375. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 44684 is for the entire track, and the bidder is Century Energy Services, LLC. Century Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $27,805. $27,805, or a per acre value of $415. Annual rentals are $13,902.50. $13,902.50. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44685, advertised as 71 acres, and the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Century Energy Services, LLC. Century Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $29,465. $29,465, or a per acre value of $415. Annual rentals are $14,732.50. $14,732.50. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44686, advertised as 41 acres, and the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Century Energy Services, LLC. Century Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $17,015. $17,015, or a per acre value of $415. Annual rentals are $8,507.50. $8,507.50. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44687. We received one bid on track 44688, advertised as 259 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 25 acres. 25 acres. The bidder is Pride Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. Pride Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,025. $5,025. Or a per acre value of $201. Annual rentals are $2,512.50. $2,512.50. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on track 44689. We did receive one bid on track 44690, advertised as 6 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is White Sands Land Services, LLC. White Sands Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,160. $2,160. Or a per acre value of $360. Annual rentals are $1,080. $1,080. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44691, advertised as 7 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is White Sands Land Services, LLC. White Sands Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,520. $2,520. Or a per acre value of $360. Annual rentals are $1,260. $1,260. Royalties are 25%. We received three bids. Okay. I'm going to jump from the inland tracks to the agency tracks. We received one bid, thank you. One bid on track 44692, advertises 203.7 acres. This bid is for a portion containing 12.8 acres. 12.8 acres. The bidder is Angel and Donahue Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. Angel and Donahue Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,200. $3,200, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $1,600. $1,600. Royalties are 22.5%. We received three bids on track 44693, advertises 1,745 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 149 acres. 149 acres. The bidder is Crew Energy, LLC. Crew Energy, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $46,935. $46,935, or a per acre value of $315. Annual rentals are $23,467.50. $23,467.50. Royalties are 25%. As additional consideration for track 44693, Crew Energy LLC is the current owner of that certain oil and gas lease dated November the 1st, 2004. Granted by the Louisiana Land and Exploration Company, LLNE, as lessor to and in favor of Wichita River Oil Corporation as lessee, the LLNE lease. Said LLNE lease covers and affects lands contiguous to the acreage subject to this portion bid on track 44693. The LLNE lease, together with a portion of the acreage subject to this portion bid on track 44693, or within the surface boundaries of former 179.833-acre voluntary unit established by voluntary unit agreement, in parentheses, Three Bayou Bayfield, Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, dated September the 13th, 2006, by and among the State Mineral Board, Genesis Producing Company, the Louisiana Land and Exploration Company, and Alpine Gas, WRO, LLC, the VUA. The unit well for the VUA was the James A. Whitson, Jr., VUA, State Lease 18441, well number 1, serial number 234871, the well. The well is currently in orphan status. As additional consideration for the granting of the mineral lease on this portion bid on track 44693, Crew will calls its operating company S2 Energy Operating LLC, S2 Operating, to immediately file an application with the Louisiana Office of Conservation to become the operator of record of the well, in addition to the currently orphaned James A. Whitson, Jr., State Lease 18441, Saltwater Disposal Well Number 1, Serial Number 64706. Upon S2 Operating being named the operator of the well and said saltwater disposal well, crew will apply for a new unit well for the well. Within 12 months of obtaining all required permits, crew, subject to equipment availability, will cause S2 Operating to commence good faith operations to restore production from the well. In the event crew fails to, one, cause S2 Operating to file its application to be the name the operator of the well said and said saltwater disposal well, and two, apply for a new unit for the well, and three, cause S2 Operating to commence good faith operations to restore production from the well, all within the time period set forth above. Crew will, within 30 days of such failure, pay the state of Louisiana as liquidated damages the sum of $14,900. In addition to that, that's the end of the conditional the additional considerations. There is a description with XY coordinates that I will forego. Do I have to read this as well? I don't think so. Attached to the bid and the additional consideration is the description of the portion tract. The second bid on track 44693 is for a portion containing 259.7 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $92,453.20. $92,453.20, or a per acre value of $356. Annual rentals are $46,226.60. $46,226.60. Royalties are 22.5%. As additional consideration, Hillcore will commence operations on the orphan well serial number 234871 within 90 days of its receipt of custody of the well from the state and any necessary permits. Failure to commence timely will result in an additional payment of $25,000. The third bid on track 44693 is for a portion containing 131 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $91,831. $91,831. Or a per acre value of $701. Annual rentals are $52,400. $52,400. Royalties are 25.275. 25.275%. We received one bid on track 44695, advertised as 160 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Century Energy Services, LLC. Century Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $66,400. $66,400. Or a per acre value of $415. Annual rentals are $33,200. $33,200. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44696, advertised as 61.4 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 18.2 acres. 18.2 acres. The bidder is Angel and Donahue Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. Angel and Donahue Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,550. $4,550. Or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $2,275. $2,275. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 44697, advertised as 55 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Century Energy Services, LLC. Century Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $22,825. $22,825, or a per acre value of $415. Annual rentals are $11,412.50. $11,412.50. Royalties are 25%. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
Thank you, Emil. We'll recess and come back together for a 9:30 startup of our board meeting. Thank you.
All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Maryland Energy Board meeting. Can we have a roll call, Mr. Boulay?
Yes, sir. Mr. Bradbury? Mr. Carter. Mr. Watkins.
Here.
Mr. Hollinshead.
Here.
Mr. Height.
Here.
Ms. Dugas.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Harris.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Ms. LeBlanc.
Here.
And Mr. Segura.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Great. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. And item three is our approval of the February 8th, 2017 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes? Motion by Mr. Bradbury, second by Ms. Dugas. Any comments or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item four is the staff reports. A is the lease review report presented by Jason Talbot and Charles Bradbury. Or Jason Talbot.
Just me today.
Must be something bad. He's letting you do it alone.
Okay, good morning, Chairman, members of the board. I'm here to present the lease review report today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,332 active leases covering nearly 564,000 acres. G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 150 leases covering approximately 104,000 acres for lease maintenance and development. Today we have one lease to discuss in more detail today. State Lease 173, which is on Caddo Lake in the Caddo Pine Island Field. Gemini Exploration is a lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on February 11, 2016. Maybe a typo. I may have a 15, but that should be 2016. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Gemini's expirations report and that they submit their 2016 P&A reports by February 11, 2017. By letter dated March 2nd, 2017, Gemini reported that in 2016, they had P&A'd 9 wells in the Caddo Pine Island field. The P&A wells were the result of a December 10, 2015 compliance order issued to Gemini by the Office of Conservation to P&A certain wells on the Caddo Levee District Board lease within 2016. This P&A obligation was separate from the State Mineral Board, Energy Board's P&A schedule of 5 wells per year on State Lease 173. Despite Gemini's explanation to conservation that they had had a current annual P&A obligation with the board, the commissioner required that the levy board wells were to take priority. Therefore, no wells on State Lease 173 were P&A'd for 2016. Here today to better explain is a representative from Gemini Exploration, Mr. Eugene DeCharman. And if you notice, you'll have a little binder by your agenda, and Gemini has supplied that information to each board member.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Eugene Duchamp, Gemini. Gemini was started in 1973 when we acquired State Lease 173 from Gulf Oil Company.
Forgot my hearing aid. Would you mind speaking to the microphone?
Mr. Duchamp, you don't have to stand up. You can sit down and just please speak into the mic.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. We have been operating State Lease 173 since 1973. We acquired that from an operator in Oil City. Gulf Oil acquired it from the levy board in 1910. It's all over water. We have drilled 30 wells. We've plugged several hundred wells, and we maintain it daily now with 14 wells and about 30 barrels of oil. And we have inquitated equipment, sunken barges, and we spent $1.5 million in the last couple of years, 3 years, redoing the entire docking system and put new barges on the lake with new equipment. And when we acquired Caddo Lake in 1973, we also acquired the acreage in Texas adjacent to the lake, contiguous to it, with overwater wells as well. And we are plugging those wells. There were 49 of those wells. We're down to 15. And we maintain a plugging program with the state annually and or drill. So we've been plugging lately. And we had acquired another lease, a levee board lease, from the Allen Brothers, and we sold it to someone else, and they left the state. And they drilled a couple of wells before they left, and Marshall Jones, the attorney for the levee board in Shreveport, told us that we had to plug those wells. We told them that they're not our wells. And anyway, our attorney, Bill Comagie, said, look, we're better off plugging them. You don't beat the state. Let's just go ahead and do it. We did. So those nine wells hurt us from being able to go ahead and do the state lease. We got a letter from attorney from Ayub saying that he prefers us to do that. So we did that. We don't have any compliance orders per se, but it was because they weren't our wells. We've been operating for 44 years, and we've been very, very good custodians on the lake. We've saved people's lives. We constantly help fishermen with their boats' problems, and we've had no serious problems. We're good operators. We're clean operators, and we do the best we can. Basically, what we're down here today for is to ask if we can go ahead and incorporate our obligation to you by plugging five wells for the levee board. There are 19 wells to go there. If we can plug five or more wells a year there, along with the five wells for the Texas leases, we'll be ready to go ahead and dedicate ourselves to the state lease 173. They are all over water, so it really should make no difference. The job is being done, be it in Louisiana or Texas or levee board or state. And those pictures there will denote that we're here to stay after 44 years. We've got a huge investment in the lake. You can see the drought. You can see the water is gone from our docking facility. And we took great advantage of that by building a brand new dock facility. And now it's in great operation. We have to get a special barge for the levee board lease. It's near the dam, and the water levels are so different all the time, you can't move your barge in or out. So we had to make an investment and put a barge up there to keep it there, to be able to plug and service those wells, and that's what we're going to do. We're about next week probably get our barge up there to maintain it and keep it there. In the meantime, we keep our production up on the lake and other areas so that we can survive. Basically, in a nutshell, that's what we've got. And if there are any questions, Jim, you want to say something?
Jim. We have about 30 wells that were drilled by Gulf. They were Pettit wells, and they are very potentially good wells, but they have holes in the casing. We don't want to plug those because there are future utilities that we could use that, getting good production out of the wells, because they were producing when the holes came in. So 30 wells out of the 108 wells out there, we definitely want to salvage those and put that as part of the plugging program. If we get them on, then it would be a well that we, instead of plug, we got production.
Jason, do you have any comments on there?
Yeah, I just want to make clear, were you offering for 2017 to plug any wells on State Lease 173?
Well, no. We're looking at about $28,000 our cost to plug a well over water. And with 10 wells, that's a whopper, a lot of money. I don't, time is of the essence. It takes anywhere from a week and a half to a month to plug these wells. It depends on the problems that we run into on each situation. and then you've got weather to deal with, and then you've got personnel to deal with. So if we can, we will, but 10 wells we can, we've got enough time this year to be able to, I feel like we can do 10 wells.
So, go ahead.
So are we looking at possibly 2018 that you're going to actually get back to plug wells on State Lease 173?
Well, let me show you this, folks, if I might, on the that map. Did I get a map, Jim?
Yeah.
Yep, in the back.
The map will denote, the map will show you the, the map will show you Texas State Levee Board and the 173. This is the state lease, levee board lease. It's in section 20.
Where it says 19?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the big lease, 89 wells.
And that's in Louisiana?
Yeah. And this is in Texas, and those are those 15 wells. But basically, you're looking at about a three-year hiatus before we can do anything for the state lease 173. But we maintain it, we keep it up, and we do what we can. And as soon as we can get finished with these auxiliary problems here, I think we'll be, I know we'll be able to concentrate more on the state.
So what you want to do is delay these, this, the plugging of the wells because you have this work in Texas that
Absolutely.
You've got to complete.
It just makes it financially able for us if the price maintains itself.
And right. The commissioner wanted both leases, the state agency lease, and I don't remember the number, it's
11.
It's a state agency, 17065. He wants to have both those leases as one, so that if we plug five wells, we're plugging for either the state lease, 173, or the state agency. And there was a letter that was sent to us confirming that.
That was the levee board's leases?
It's a levee board lease. And it's on Cattle Lake.
Do we have that letter?
I don't have it with me, but I think Jason does.
Yeah, I have that letter.
And he specifically requests that they get this done first.
Right.
There's an attorney that represents the levee board, and we've known him for all of my life since I've been down in Louisiana. And he's been nothing but a plague. And he made us plug a 4.5-barrel-a-day well with a perfectly good saltwater disposal well on that levee board. And we said, look, since we don't own these wells, let us at least produce the wells while we're plugging the wells and recoup some of our money. There's no way. So there you go. That's Marshall Jones. That's the kind of a guy he is. And he's... And he's just gone.
You don't want to say his name?
I'm too shy.
So essentially what we have is that one lease, that is the Caddo Levee District lease, is taking precedence over the state lease 173 as far as the plugging obligation. And Commissioner has supported that position.
Yeah, we would prefer to do two wells and three wells.
The Commissioner of Conservation has supported them taking precedent of those other leases, pluggings.
It appears to, yes. And,
okay.
Jackie Duvall was helping us with Marshall Jones and the levee board. He represented himself, the levee board, the conservation department down there. And like he said, on the lake, it's on the lake, be it levee board, state, whatever.
So, Jason, what's your opinion on this with, you know, delaying their obligations as they agree to?
Well, I want to understand that, yes, you know, that you have some obligations both to the commissioner and Texas, and that's a financial burden to take on those wells in addition to the state lease 173 wells. Is it in any way possible that you could do one well on 173?
If we can do more, it will be on state lease 173.
if we can do more, I guarantee it. We want that burden off of our backs so bad we can taste it. Every night I go to bed and I've got Cattle Lake on my mind for a pipeline. Well, it's a fact.
Okay. You need to talk into the mic, please.
I'm
just
so sorry.
Put it right up close to you. There
I'm
you
sorry.
Go. Yeah. They just want to get you on record.
Oh, that's okay.
We just right. want to make sure.
Well, I don't want to repeat myself. You heard it, huh? It's a burden. And we're doing the very best we can with the money we have. And that's not money that we've earned from the production. It's money that we've accumulated over the years. And that's a lot of money. And we have no problem with it because this is what we do, and that's our business. We have no problem spending those kinds of monies that we've spent on the lake. We're here to stay. There's a lot of development that we'd like to do that we haven't even begun to do. So,
how many wells are there to plug?
89, I believe. It's
89. Wow.
On this here. Well, now see the deal about that is we're looking at 2.5 barrel a day wells, and some wells are better, some are not. But like the Pettit wells, there are 30 of those that Gulf drilled, and they if we can squeeze those wells, we can put them on and see what we can do. But we can't squeeze those wells and see what they can do because we have a plugging liability, which we understand, recognize, and happily do. But it just takes time.
Right. So it's a matter for you, it's a matter of time and money.
Absolutely.
And capability, not just time. I mean, you.
Yeah. And that's quite
hand in hand with the money.
Yes, sir. And I believe that's a pretty good deal that we're presenting. It's not like we don't got no money and we need your help and delay it. We're doing 10 wells, and that's commendable as far as I'm concerned.
You're just not doing them on 173, right?
Yes, sir. But we're maintaining 173 production,
right?
And we're keeping it up.
So, Jason.
Well, maybe one suggestion could be that maybe the Jim and I could convince the commissioner to, rather than the 5 wells on Caddo Levee District, there be 2 of the Levee District and 2 on one set, or
split them up.
Yeah.
So that they wouldn't
and
be burdened just with the Levee District.
You're right.
Obligation.
I mean, we would certainly be willing to join in with any discussions they might have with the commissioner to see if that's possible.
So,
absolutely. I'm all for that. That's wonderful.
So, refresh my memory. You met your obligations for 2016?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, you're just notifying us ahead of time. You may not be able to for 2017.
No, that's not exactly correct.
Okay.
You know, again, we have 2 things going on at the same time. We have the board, and this P&A obligation was something the board approved many, many years ago, and it's an annual thing.
Right.
But then the commissioner stepped in on request by the Caddo Levee District to plug wells on their lease.
Right.
And
understand.
And the commissioner somehow seemed to tell Jim and I the priority is the Levee Board wells. So
what do you want to do? You want to go? You want to confer with the commissioner on this idea that you have of maybe splitting them up?
We
doing a little bit on
that.
Ours, a little bit on the Levee District.
We could try that. Yes.
Okay.
That'd be, we'll do everything in our power to do that. I.